Welcome. This is Eva Maria Hunt, energy therapist at spiritual-wonders.com. This is a heart and chakra healing visualization. Take a seat. Make sure you are comfortable. Your spine is straight. Close your eyes and start putting your awareness on your nostrils. Feel as the colder air is entering through your nostrils and traveling down in your body. And then as you breathe out, the warmed up air is leaving your body through your nostrils, letting go of any worries, problems, issues. As you are focusing on your breath, make sure you are slowing it down a little bit. Maybe for the count of six, you are breathing in, and for the count of six, you are breathing out. Just stay with this beautiful, relaxing rhythm of breath and enjoy the energies it brings to you. Now put your awareness on your heart center, your heart chakra, which is right in the middle of your chest. It is a very beautiful deep energy center, and its energy is radiating out of your body, and it is really a very large energy field it forms. Imagine a tiny version of yourself standing or sitting in this beautiful heart center. And just feel how you feel. Feel the energies surrounding you in your heart. Does it feel good, warm, welcoming, loving, or it is a bit anxious, worried, and full of fears? Or it can be anything in between. Just check in and feel. Don't judge. You are just noticing, observing how you feel right now. And then I'd like you to imagine this heart center is a very important part in your energy structure. Of course, you've got a beautiful aura, an energy field, and you've got chakras sitting on your etheric layer. These are whirling wheels, these are holographic centers, and they are connected to each layer in your aura energy field. It's like an onion, your dense physical body is sitting right in the middle, and then it's surrounded by higher and higher frequency layers as you are walking away, further away from your physical body. Now I'd like you to imagine the tiny version of you is looking down towards the earth, looking through your earthly chakras, and then you put your awareness on your root chakra, which is at your tailbone. This root chakra is now allowing energy flow through your feet all the way down into the earth. This energy forms like roots of a tree going down wide and very deep. And make sure it goes so deep it reaches the center of the earth. And there, with some very long energy roots, you can anchor yourself. And just breathe. Feel your connection with Mother Earth. Feel that this energy, which is flowing down from your root chakra through your legs into your feet and to the earth, is really grounding your energies. Now, as you are breathing, feel that these warming, energizing, vitalizing earthly energies start raising up through your feet and legs into your root chakra. You feel safe. You feel secure, and you feel welcomed on earth. You can ask your root chakra how it feels. Ask the question, how do you feel? What can I do for you? And just listen for the answers. You might hear them, You might feel them through your emotions. You might see pictures floating into your mind's eye, or maybe you just know the answer your chakra gives to you. And then more waves are coming up from Mother Earth lovingly, taking you into your sacral chakra. These chakra centers are like different energy beings inside of you. They form one electromagnetic field, which is you, but they do have their own properties. So let's ask the sacral chakra this time at your navel area, how your sacral chakra feels like, and is there anything you can do to help it function happily? This chakra is all about your creativity, your childhood memories. It's about your inner child. It is a pure, beautiful soul energy. If it flows well, everything flows well in your life. Just keep breathing and connecting and listen to the answers. When you are listening, you are hearing your higher self, your soul's wisdom. It's all coming from you, and you just need to follow the guidance. Now the earthly waves are keep raising up and now settling in your solar plexus chakra, which is just below your ribcage. This chakra is all about your confidence, your self-worth, your inner light, which can shine so bright if you let it be. Your light can touch others' lives, and it can change it for the better. So just feel your power, feel your strength whilst you are visiting this chakra and asking it how it feels like. Is there anything you can do to make it better? And just listen and breathe. Now the earthly waves are keep coming and taking you to your heart center. The tiny version of you is really feeling, sensing the energy is there. Let's ask your heart chakra, how do you feel? Is there anything I can do for you? And just listen for the answers. You will know exactly what to do. Because you are made of love and light. Love is what you are seeking in every moment of your life. And you may be surrounded by amazing people who shower you with their love. But if you are too harsh on yourself, too judgmental, then that love will never be enough to fill you up with love. So you have the responsibility for yourself to feel that love and spread it in your body. So now, whilst you are in your beautiful deep heart center, I'd like you to feel this pink ball of light growing inside of you with every breath. And this beautiful pink love is now radiating to every cell, every organ in your body, and every particle in your energy field to fill you up with love and light. And if you can, please smile into your body, into your organs, and send that smile lovingly to every part of you, every single cell, because they form this beautiful whole, which is you. And they need to feel loved. They need to feel that you care, because this body is your temple, the temple of your soul. So please give yourself that love which you are so longing for. And just breathe as you are sending out these waves of beautiful pink light to every part of you. And then we are moving on with the earthly energies raising up into your throat chakra. And there you feel this beautiful energy of giving and receiving and aligning your inner world with your outer world. You must be true to yourself, authentic, in order to be happy. Pleasing others might sound like a temporarily good idea, but in the long term it will create resentment and you will burn out. So please do ask your throat chakra, how do you feel right now? What can I do for you? And then as you are keep breathing and settling in this chakra, you will receive all the answers. Now let's move further up to your third eye, which is between your eyebrows in the middle of your forehead. And this chakra is all about your intuition, your inner wisdom, and how much you listen to it, because it's constantly talking to you. So just do ask this chakra, how are you? What can I do for you? And now let's move up to the crown chakra, which is on the top of your head. And this one is about connecting to the universal energies, receiving energy updates constantly, and understanding who you are and what is your role in the universe. So just lovingly ask how you feel and what I can do for you to feel better, and just listen inside. Now let the energy which is raising up from the earth travel through the top of your head all the way up to heavens. And as it reaches heavens, beautiful golden light pours down on you as if it is a golden rain, cascades through your body and through your entire energy field all the way down to the earth. Now you became this beautiful pillar of light connecting heaven and earth. Just breathe and enjoy the support from the universe. You are not alone. You are very much loved. Now slowly move your toes and fingers and get ready to come back to the room and open your eyes.